You allow the enemy to steal your joy. That happens between so many people in church. But just like that scripture says, a brother offended is harder to be won than a strong city. I mean, you're fighting a fight, a battle. But you know, that we don't have to go there as Christians. You know that? We can just forgive and say, hey, I'm going to love you. I'm going to be your friend. In fact, what he could really do is say, I tell you what I'm going to do, Thurman. Now that I've known, I'm going to completely forgive you. I'm going to take you out to dinner tonight to the steakhouse, and I'm going to buy the steaks tonight. Now see, that's what he could do, right? But see, that's not normal, though, is it? Instead of taking me to dinner and buying me the finest steak, he gets out and say, I found out you stole $100,000 from me 10 years ago. I ain't never going to talk to you again. That's the way we normally react, isn't it? Sure. But that's not the way we have to react as Christians. That's the world. That's the way the world acts. We can forgive, can't we? Sure. And their contentions are like the bars of a castle. Can't get in. Got a double set of them. 4 or 5 of them. Got a set here and a set here and a set there. And there ain't no way we can get together through them bars. We don't have to go there. We can take those bars down. We can walk in love. Let's go to the next couple of verses. A man's belly should be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth. And with the increase of his lips shall he be filled. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. A man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth. Let's look at that in the NLT. That's pretty clear right there, but let's look and see what it says over in the NLT. Where we're talking about a man's belly, it says, words satisfy the soul as food satisfies the stomach. That's a different way to look at that. And the right words on a person's lips bring satisfaction. Now then, this example I'm giving between Bill and I, if we're saying the right words, and he responded right, somebody told him, first of all, somebody told him that I stole $100,000 from him 10 years ago. His first thought should be, I don't believe that. I don't believe that. I mean, that's not the man I work with today. I mean, 10 years ago, I don't know. But today, that's not the man I work with today. Now, 10 years ago, I might have been a different man. You know, I might have been lost 10 years ago. Or I might have been a carnal Christian 10 years ago. Have we been carnal Christians, Bill? Oh, me and you both, haven't we? Yeah. In fact, we know we've both been Christians for a long time. But there's been times back there we wasn't near as good a Christian as we are today. Amen to that, right? So, now that when we realize this, that we can forgive, and we don't have to go there. Then we can, by our words, words can satisfy the soul as food satisfies the stomach, and the right words of a person's lip bring satisfaction. There should be no problem with us getting along in the church. I mean, if we do, we're letting the enemy steal our joy. Are you going to let the enemy steal your joy? He ain't going to steal mine. You know, I've learned all I got to do is walk in love. It's like when Cheryl said, you know what the Lord's trying to tell you? You need to be kinder to your wife and love her more. Well, that's a good statement for every man. You know it? Every man needs to be kinder to his wife and love his wife better. You know, but you know, of course, it goes both ways. You know, the wife, you know, I mean, this week, as I have not felt good, working and up and everything else, Cheryl has done everything she could to be nice to me. I mean, she has just gone overboard every way in the world. Anything I need. She's in there working, doing typing and everything. She come running in there, honey, would you like a glass of iced tea or something? She's just been super nice to me. Isn't that the way a wife should be? Of course. That's the way a wife should be. She's to be there as a helpmate. I told her a couple of times, when she said, can I fix you anything? Would you like this or that? I've even had a Yesha comes running in and say, can I fix you a little bowl of broth or something? I told Dave the other day, me and him went out to do something. I said, Dave, between these two mothers, that I've got out there while I'm not feeling well. I said, I can't stay down. I said, I've got these two beautiful mothers, his wife and my wife. They are doing everything they can to be nice to me. Wow, what a way to be blessed, huh? To have all these ladies taking care of us. You know, but Cheryl has been so good to me. But, you know, the right words on a person's lips bring satisfaction. Now, let's go to the next couple of verses here. Whosoever findeth a wife, uh-oh, look at this one. Now, this is a wife. I'm talking about a wife. This is not just a woman. This is a wife that's a wife. Whosoever findeth a wife findeth a good thing and obtaineth favor of the Lord. Now then, if you find a wife and you have a wife and she is a wife and she's doing what a wife is supposed to be doing, she's loving her husband, taking care of her husband, submitting to her husband, doing everything God tells her to do, a man that finds a woman like that finds a good thing. A good thing. You know, I was telling a couple the other day a story. I said, you know, they were having troubles in the submission world. And they were in business together. And she was really upset. And I just walked in one day and I happened to see her someplace. I was out and I saw her and I said, how are you doing? She said, I'm not doing well. I said, uh-oh, what's wrong? She said, well, number one, my husband, we make a decision and he won't agree with me. And so we're having a real problem. I said, well, I said, are you and him married in business together or are y'all just in business together? What do you mean? I said, are y'all husband and wife? Well, yeah. I said, y'all own this business together? Yes. Okay. If you own the business together and you're man and wife, then who is the final authority over the business? The husband, according to God's word. I said, now then, here's what you need to do. She said, well, he won't listen to me. I said, that's okay. I understand. He knows he's the spiritual head and he's making the final decisions. And you're not yielding to him. You're not submitting. So you're in rebellion. And so all kinds of witchcraft and evil is in your house. And that's why you're having all the problems you're having. And she said, well, what do I need to do? I said, you and him discuss your business. After you discuss the business, I said, you give him your input. And then after you give it to him, you just let him make the decision. I said, whatever decision he makes, I said, here's what you need to know. As a man and wife in business together, I said, God's going to hold him responsible, not you. I said, now, if you don't yield and submit to him, then God's going to hold you responsible, and you're the one that's going to come down sick. And she said, wow, I never thought about it like that. She said, what if we weren't married? I said, totally different ballgame. If y'all are not married, then you're equal partners. Now then, you have your say-so, and he says his, and you have to come up with a mutual agreement. And, you know, he cannot make all the decisions if you are not married. But since y'all are married, I said, he makes the final decision. You can tell him what you want to, but when he makes that final decision, you just forget it and go with it. A couple of months later, I saw her husband. I said, how's things? He was just bubbling. I said, how are you doing? He said, great. I said, what happened? He said, man, I don't know. I said, what do you mean? He said, man, a couple of months ago, my wife and I couldn't get along on nothing. Every time I tried to make a decision, she was on my case. And he said, I got to where I didn't even want to be with her. But he said, all of a sudden, she just done a complete turnaround. And said, now then, she tells me what she thinks. I listen to her, then I make a decision. She never says anything else. He said, it's great. I love to be around her. I love to be with her. Sound like I give her some good advice. It brought them back together. Isn't that amazing? See, when the woman learns, God made you for that man. And if you're married to that man's the final authority in your home. And when a woman learns that and she submits to her husband, she'll have a wonderful man. You know that? That's just the way it's made. But as long as the woman tries to run the show and be in control, there's going to be rebellion. There's going to be sickness. There's going to be strife. There's going to be problems in that home. It's going to be there. It always will. That's just the way it is. Whosoever findeth a wife findeth a good thing, an obtainable favor of the Lord. The poor uses entreaties, but the rich answereth roughly. Let's look at that in the NLT, Jordan, about that verse 23 especially. The poor useth entreaties. Let's see what a different translation. The poor plead for mercy, but the rich answers with insults. Think about that. The poor plead for mercy, but the rich answer with insults. You know, some people, when they think they got plenty of money, they think they can just do anything they want to do. But the poor, they know they ain't got nothing to stand on. So they beg for mercy. Well, how many of us, technically speaking, are poor before God? All of us. We need to beg for mercy. How many of us have sinned and fell short of the glory of God? Reckon you and me have failed more than once or twice in the last 2 weeks? You know, just like I've been telling my sins all over the place. You know, he says, I even know I messed up once today. Well, what's new? That's the way we are, isn't it? Well, it's time we change. Now let's go back to we can do this. Let's go to the next couple of verses. We just got one more verse in verse 24. A man that hath friends must show himself friendly. You got to be a friend to be a friend, right? To have a friend. If you're not friendly, and there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. That's the kind of friends to have. You know, it's amazing. That's something that I have got very, very few people in my life that I'm that close to. Very few. You know, why is it that men don't get close to a lot of men? Some do, but I'm not that way. Because I don't want to get real close to people and become real good friends because one of them will do something to me that'll hurt me. It just seems like that's always the case. So if I don't have a lot of super close friends, then I don't even have to be concerned about that.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.